This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Thanks. Another day, another Tuesday, another job. Vukubang in the breakfast show.
Definitely. It seems like unendoyasekhaya namhlanje.
Yes.
But let me allow you to introduce what we are speaking about this morning, Mr. Mark.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, we are making a start. So it's the start of the second semester. Mm. We are almost halfway through the year. I'm not sure what day number is this one, so I should have checked. It's just one of those. So we are checking our feet. They say that every now and then you must look down at your feet because your feet are touching the ground. So you know where you are standing. So, Tina, this morning we're looking at the tagline for the MUT Ignite 2030 strategy. Because we're looking at MUT from now until 2030. So 2026 to 2030. It affects us as staff. It affects us as students.
Yes.
And I love the tagline as a MUT. It's a shape and own the future. In simple terms, the future is in your hands, right? Mm. So it's the things we do that are going to push us forward. So that's the conversation I'd like us to have this morning in thinking about how we approach the next 6 months or so we're going to be spending together in this campus. Now, for me, looking at the tagline, shape and own the future, starting with the future, the future part. One thing we know for sure, the future is always promised, but one thing we know for sure is that our future will be no work, no pay. So you can only get what you can pay for. So one of the reasons why, in any case, we came to campus is because we understood that we have to make a living.
Definitely.
And we have to pay our own way. So just think about this. Every time you think future, think no work, no pay. It started as soon as you were born. That notion started. It comes from, the economic model that we use in different countries. Capitalism, it's nothing for mahala.
Mm.
It comes from a democracy. You are responsible for your own choices. So that's why we vote every now and then. We choose the people we want to have as our leaders. Also, it comes from a religion. But it's a religion now. Yeah, look, there's a reason why you are here. You are not here to sit and do nothing. So you have to and you keep. So you can't win if you try and look externally, right? But internally, we are gifted. So we do have those gifts that we can use. One of them that we need to nurture for me is a character.
Mm.
The character says things are happening around me and how do I choose to respond? So the character says I'm not going to change how things are happening. I have not been watching much of the World Cup this year, but Guma games, if Bekulam and a character, Guma team, Ego see game, it's 2-0, but they are able to come back and win the game. But just because at 45 minutes the game was, they were losing. A character about denied to say no, it's not over. So they got back and they stood up and fight. So a character is that it is something you have in you that makes you look at things differently and keep on pushing. So it gives you the strength internally from you. The other one, which is tricky, is that we have internally is habits. Habits can be good, habits can be bad. So I'm hoping that from the get go, we focus on developing those positive habits.
Definitely.
The good habits. We try and avoid the ones that are going to put us down. The other one I struggle with these colleagues is not easy because it's easy to define. It's easy to, some people, it works for them because it allows them to thrive. But I think for us, it's always a challenge. I don't want us to discard it. It's intuition. So knowing something without knowing how you know it, So it's intuition is not really a guess, but it's that feeling that look, tomorrow is going to be this way, and you make a choice now in anticipation. You're expecting what is going to happen, and if somebody asks you how did you know, you can't say, right? Or that guess, if we may call it that, was correct. So I think it's something that also not when we imagine the future, we need to pay attention to, we need to listen to, to sing a piggy. So that's the future part, right? When you think about the own parts, because it says shape and own the future. So there are things that are going on that you can't ignore. And the one big one that you can't ignore is AI. Artificial intelligence, generative artificial intelligence. Now, the stage where it is at, by the time we are reaching about 2030, is they are looking at agentic AI. So, AI is also, I've been thinking about, I've been talking to someone else who said, I need to speak to Awe too about this and that. I'm WhatsApping this person who are talking on the phone, right? Then the AI on its own picks up that conversation and contacts Awe to say, and says, hey, who's only this person been thinking about too? He wants to talk to you. I mean, it's just going to be one of those things. So as soon as Utisha says, guys, there's going to be a test, you're now automatically to be able to remind you, hey, when's I'm learning my food, if you're studying. So, I mean, yeah, it's exciting times. It's times that are going to be very interesting to look at. It seems like a long time away, but soon it's going to be here. So it's going to be now, right? And for me, one thing again, when you talk about owning, the only thing that we can own really is ourselves, right? So one of the important things there is the judgment. So that we exercise judgment, we control ourselves. And we don't forget that when things do happen, we should always be able to bounce back. So I mean, for me, the owning part really, I mean, the two critical qualities is resilience and also it is judgment, the ability to make the right decisions about something, right?
Yes.
Then the last one which is not in terms of the sentence, the shape and own that I really wanted to look at was shaping. But shaping now, it means, so what is it that we do? Now, shaping is creative. Shaping is thinking outside the box. Because again, we are looking into the future, so we can't assume the future is going to be exactly as today is. And also, we can't assume it's going to be exactly as in yesterday. And also, we can't assume the future has not already started. Because if I'm doing a 3-year program, already my future, and I'm in my third year, future started.
Shaping,
yes, started 3 years ago. So, and I am currently shaping it, correct. Now, the one thing I'd like to stress in shaping the future, I mean, it's one idea, but I'm going to try and explain it in different ways. One is that, so when we think of shaping something, it might be something concrete, something that we can see, right? Or it might be abstract, right? So it might be a thing that if depending on the program I'm doing, in some programs you might find that you do things that you can touch, right?
Yes.
In other programs you might realize that no, what you're dealing with really are abstract concepts, but it's still the same thing because you are shaping something.
Yeah.
So in the abstract sense, we are talking about the things that we say, the things that we talk about. The dreams that we have, if we are personalizing them, and the concrete part is we're looking at what is that we do, and the things that we do are alive, so make them come alive, right? So, but in how you develop yourself, I'd like to suggest that, so in shaping your future, one, you need ideas. So the future is going to be about ideas. So if you have the best ideas, if you have workable ideas, if whatever you have learned in school, you must be able to translate it into an idea. Because we are going to be competing with robots. Now, I'm a robot. The one thing that they cannot do really is to generate ideas, at least for now, right? And Tina, they are then giving us that advantage. We can then harness them to make our ideas, our abstract ideas, become concrete ideas. Or maybe if we have ideas that are based on concrete reality, then also use them, harness them as well to explain them more. The other part is skill. So you need to have ideas. You also need to have the skills. Look, I'm a librarian, so the good old skill that is going to be critical, it's not going to change, is the ability to read. So you must be able to read and understand what you are reading. So the information that you're going to come across is not going to decrease. It's only going to increase, right? So you need to be able to sharpen that basic ability to read. You need to sharpen that ability to write. So understanding what to read, understanding what to write. Now, reading in many forms these days. These days we have visual reading where we have to understand icons, we have to understand letters, we have to understand images, and all these different types of text that we need to interact with. So excited to be here. So good second day of the semester, first day of the Knowledge Hub.
Yes.
And we are saying, let's shape and own our future. And so that we are making one step at a time to get to where we want to go.
Definitely. Mr. Matri joining us in studio this morning. Wow. What an amazing one, man. Let's shape and own our future. That is the message. Thank you so much. Otherwise, e-library is open, Mr. Matri.
We are open. Yes, we are back in actually. Well, we've been open last week as well, closing at 4. Yes. And then from yesterday, we are closing at 9. No excuses. Saturdays we are open, it closes on Sundays. But do visit. Your future has already started since we are here.
Definitely. And it's time to shape it, man.
This is an NUT Radio podcast.